Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. I think the most important question facing humanity is the universe a friendly place? This is the first and most basic question all people must answer for themselves, Albert Einstein. Today, pay special attention to how you're guided and supported by a friendly life. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Carolyn.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hey,
what
Sherry.
Are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is I had a dear friend when I was younger who would give me, upon meeting, he would give me a big hug and he'd say, Carolyn, how are you treating life? And it would always, even though I knew what was coming, it would always knock me off my feet because it was such a different orientation.
Yeah.
And this was before practice, so I didn't know I would immediately become disciplined.
Carolyn, can you stop for a minute? You're going really kind of underwater.
There wouldn't be this litany of what life had
Carolyn? I think, Carolyn, if you can hear us, there's a lot of interference.
You're underwater.
You're completely underwater.
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Much better.
Yes.
Is this better?
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yes, it's perfect now. So where we got to was it knocked you off your feet.
Is this better?
And because, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
I will stay right here.
It was before practice, and so at that time, you didn't realize, and there we are.
And so what I was looking at with...
So, Sherry, I think we might have to mute Carolyn and have her come back later because I can't hear her at all.
Oh, okay. Okay. Darn,
that was very, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Sherry. This is Kate in Australia.
Well, hello, Kate. What are you seeing?
So I wanted to call in. I was just listening to some of what people had been talking in the last couple of days, and I was really inspired to share what I'm looking at in our receiving focus in my daily.
Wow. Kate, it must be me, but I'm having trouble understanding you. So,
Sherry, I think having the same experience. Kate, can you talk slightly louder?
Yeah, is this any better? Does this sound more clear?
Yes, perfect.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
So I wanted to call in and just share a bit about what I'm looking at this month and my daily practice. I've really been quite inspired by just some of the calls and resonating with some of the calls in the last couple of days on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking this month at how I get stopped from receiving by the message, this is hard, and this is unfair that I have to do this work, like that kind of combo, this is hard, really sums it up.
Why me, God? Why me?
Right. And
not in a terribly positive way. Yeah.
And it's just once I've caught that message, how, yes, with the focus of receiving and stuff, it just became so clear how like conditioning can frame, can give me that message on everything, like the things I love the most in the world. And it can get me
wow.
with it. And it's like, I love doing this. This isn't hard. This is
what
not
are
a
you
challenge.
Talking about, ego?
Not a battle.
Yeah.
So
well, that's such an important point, Kate. Let me just draw a little line under that, because what you're making so clear is that once we believe a story in conditioned mind, we will buy it, even though, as happened with you, we once hear clearly what's going on, we don't agree with that at all. We know that's not true, but we don't hear it because we believe it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, I know that feeling of this, you know, the it's not fair that I have to do this. My partner should have to be the one to walk the dog, even though I love walking my dog. I love
being
outside. I love being
I love my
I love
partner.
Everything about it. And yeah, totally.
That's right.
And it's like, where does that, and that message isn't even like, even if we were like black and white, fair, unfair, like it's not even accurate. And yet it can still get me. Like I can still believe it for whatever reason. I mean, there's reasons.
Yes.
But it has a good story behind it.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. With just, you know, I'm fond of pointing out that nobody comes to Zen practice who isn't privileged. They just don't, right? People just don't. That is just how it is. And if anybody ever wants me to do a long diatribe about why that's the case, I think I could do one. But the point is that is the case, all right? And so here we are as incredibly privileged people, able to get conned into whining about what isn't working for me in this moment. And that's a process that ego uses to exploit just about everybody for its own benefit. And as you say, you know, for a lot of people, the focus on the negative can really, they can make a good, strong argument for why that should be the case. It's not the case, but people can make a really strong argument for it, right? But then there are those of us who, as soon as we stop and catch on to it, go, that is really hogwash. I am not a victim in this life. Thank you very much.
You've got to really pay attention and realize that it's your life. Like, it would turn everything into that you're a victim because you have to do this. And then it's, you stop and you look and you're like, I am stopped from receiving my life by the story that I'm a victim for being given it, for being given this.
Right. Right. For getting to do this. Right. So again, with a lot of people who do a practice like this, they worked really hard to get into the position that they're in. Right. Got a lot of education, did a lot of stuff to get there. And the voices still are going to make a case that they're a victim because, you know, with your great example, I have to walk a dog I love.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and we can't take it personally, Kate, right? We cannot take it personally because it's a big ego con job, right?
Yes, and ego's story for me feels like the specificity of how self-righteous that victim story is. It's universal and yet has that specificity that feels so personal when it.
It does. Ego is very personal. That's what we can get about it. It has nothing to do with anything except ego. And ego is what is personal.
Yes, exactly. Yes, it has
so that's good.
Other stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well,
quickly.
Thank you, Kate. Oh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I was just, the thing I've just really been loving this week, and this is, I've been practicing with this to-do list kind of mentality for probably all of practice, but really for the last, like, 6 months in a bunch of different workshops. And my practice this week, and it's just been so lovely, is I'm writing out all the things I need to do in a day at the beginning of the day in the morning. And then next to them, writing what I love, why that's something that's in my day. Exactly. The cherish list is such a good thing. Like, what are the things that I'm connecting to or showing care for, or why am I called to do this? And then at the end of the day, when I look back, I don't look at what I accomplished. I look at just what comes after that, like all of what I was, where I showed care or where I was connecting or what it was that I was supporting for me or for another person. And it's just been...
how your heart went through the day.
Yeah, and how my heart, I want my heart to go through the day, you know, at the beginning of every morning. Like, this is where the things my heart gets to do all day long. It's just,
and
it's
even to reframe that just slightly, this is how my heart gets to be all day long.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is what my heart gets to be attending to.
Yeah. Ashwini may even feel inspired to incorporate a little bit of that into the scheduling workshop. I don't know that, but that's a...
Well, I will say the compassionate scheduling workshop at the end of last year is when I've really in earnest been looking at this content for myself for, you know, many months now. And it's, I feel like this moment in this week's commitments, it was a real...
Yep.
Shift for me, but it took 8 months
you can check in again this weekend if you want to.
Yes.
And see how it's all going. All right, thank you so much.
Okay,
Kate.
Thank
That's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye bye.
Thanks, Kate. Well, that dropped in for me as well. It's already in the works.
I bet.
Okay. Well, it seems like we have Carolyn back, so let's see if we have a better connection.
Oh, goody! All right.
Carolyn? Hello?
Hi. Is this better?
Hi.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Yes.
Sounds good so far.
Is this better? Okay. Awesome. To look at life from the perspective of how I'm treating life rather than how it's treating me, that disidentified place, it's an unending replenishing of love and energy. Because if I'm looking to ego for how things are, there's a finite amount of love, there's a finite amount of energy, and it will decide what it gets apportioned to. But if I turn my attention, which is the purest form of love, to life, I get that in return, and it is boundless.
That's it. You have nailed it. What you are authentically, human being, and all of us, what you are authentically is unconditional love.
Yes.
And from that vast source, that infinite source of unconditional love, you can give and give and give and give, and the joy just grows and grows and grows and grows.
Yes.
From the me, from how's life treating me, the me is ego. And it's a whiny, complainy little piece of tutu, right? And so the difference between those two life experiences is just shocking.
Yes.
Startling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stunning.
And that complaining, whining piece of tutu then tricks us to say, look how life treats you. But
uh-huh. How life treats
with
you.
But with practice and all the tools we have, we get to prove again and again that lie.
Yes. Oh, that is gorgeous. That's a really significant piece of the movement, right? So it's, first of all, how it's treating me, but when it gets really deadly is, because we can see that, okay, ego whines, but when it gets really deadly is when we identify with it and it starts talking about what's happening to you. Then
yes.
It becomes that voice of authority that we have a tendency to believe. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah,
well,
and so we believe life is not friendly, even though it's ego that's not friendly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's a great distinction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for hanging in there with the technology.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Go happy.
Thanks, Carolyn. It's wonderful when that comes together so well, right, Cherry, that
yes.
we can,
yes.
the insight gives us how all of the pieces are put together to construct a perspective that's not true.
Yes.
From something like, how are you treating life, to going, wait a second, that's an orientation I don't normally have. And then following that thread to, what is ego? What is the perspective of ego? Going back to what Kate said, we're victims of the life that we've been given, rather than mm-hmm. feeling the connection to the infinite love that we are and the infinite energy that we are, that we could be in relationship to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I go back to Alicia the other day. You know mm-hmm. it, and then you know it, right? Because
yes.
as Carolyn said, This chap, this spiritual guide, was saying this to her years ago, before
yes.
she even came to awareness practice.
Yes.
And it was resonating. She knew there was big truth
yes.
in that. But then we stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. And then the lights all come on and we get it at a way that just rocks us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Kate.
Ooh, it sounded like that was Kate.
It was. Can you hear me?
There you are. Beautifully. Yes. Hello.
Fantastic. Hello.
Yeah.
What
you say? What I'm
seeing is that when I'm not present to the receiving, I'm running around chasing the next thing that I need, and with sort of a single-minded, yeah, to
right.
feed ego,
yeah,
and sort of
a
single-minded
ego,
ego's focus.
Hungry. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ego's really hungry, and I'm running around trying to feed it. And
mm-hmm.
what I really need to do is just stop and
yeah.
do none of that. Because when I do that, I'm present to everything that I have, every single thing I need.
Yes. And Kate, the application for that is vast. You know, I think about people who suffer with food addiction, say,
mm-hmm.
that's what happens. Ego is hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Right? Now, it may be screaming at so clearly, or it's just an urge that has to be satisfied.
Mm.
Right? It could be alcohol, it could be drugs, it could be sex, it could be anything. But
mm-hmm.
it has to be satisfied right now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's for the reason that you're pointing at. Because if it's not right now, we're liable to. We're just, ego's in danger of us stopping and saying, is that really true? Right? And when we do, of course, ego's in big trouble because it's not true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So great to see.
So freeing.
So much more relaxing.
Yes. Yes.
And
Kate, the thing that takes me back to is that thing, that little expression from the old Zen story that we love so much, is that so? To learn to say to whatever is going on with us, whether it's a thought in the head or it's a sensation in the body or what that has a message with it, to be able to just stop for a second and say, is that so?
and really look.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate.
Kind of summed it up, didn't it?
It totally did. And let me make sure I mute Kate so that... Hang on a second.
No, she'll be quiet, though. We can trust her.
Yeah, well, the queue doesn't, unfortunately... All right. Let me try to bring someone else on. Here we go. Next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Kate, you're still not muted, so just FYI.
Don't do anything unfortunate, Kate. Okay. Who we got now, Ashwini?
Our next caller is live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Ooh, ow. Hi, who's this?
This is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. What
hello.
Are you seeing?
Well, I did what you suggested.
That's good right there. What did I suggest?
You suggested, I was telling you how I had trouble receiving the moment. And, like, I would take a hike, and I would walk somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember. Yeah.
So what I decided to do is make a 5-minute recording of what is around me.
Your slow 360.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the guy who called yesterday. I think he said something similar. So what I found was the first couple of times it was awesome. You know, it was just, I was just
you were really there.
Yeah, I was really there. I was, you know, really seeing things. And then what I noticed the last couple times is like ego coming in a little bit. Like if there was a sound that irritated me, like someone mowing the lawn or something.
That irritated ego.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then you know, it would be like, I would record, okay, there's a sound, I'm hearing someone, you know, mowing the lawn, and then there'd be this ego coming up, and, you know, this is annoying, and then there'd be this part of me censoring myself, you know, saying, well,
ego and ego, Andrea, ego and ego. So ego says, well, that's really annoying me. And then ego says, well, what is the matter with you? This shouldn't be annoying you. Why are you not having a blissful experience?
Well, or else what it is more is ego saying, well, you can't put that on the recorder. Because the recording is supposed to be about being present. And so,
And then did you say, and thank you, ego, what I'm being present to is what an annoyance you are.
Yeah, I really wasn't sure, you know, because I wanted to record what was present in the moment, and I wasn't sure if I should record, you know, that ego's coming up or not. So
yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course you should. What you don't want to do, Andrea, what you don't want to do is record what ego is doing and saying.
Oh.
So from ego's perspective, that's the, you know, the thing that we always encourage. Don't let self-hate, don't record self-hating voices. But for you to say, what I'm really aware of now is how a voice of ego is coming in, trying to make a case for being annoyed by, and what I'm seeing now is, those can be really helpful.
Oh, okay. That's
because
really
you're outing it.
Right.
Outing it. You're not identifying with it.
I see. Okay. No, that's really, really helpful. So I'll do that. I already did the exercise this morning, but maybe I'll do it again.
Oh, for God's sake, Andrea, this means you have to go out to beautiful places.
Yeah.
Right? Ego is just going to be so put upon by that. You have to go out there and really enjoy being present in nature, for God's sake.
Yeah, and I forgot to do it yesterday, so I guess I need to do a makeup today. So
That you get to do a makeup today, don't you?
Yeah.
I forgot to be present yesterday. Oh, I get to practice being present today.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's helpful because when I do a lot of these recordings, you know, I get confused or stupid dust sits on me.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You're not alone in that. It's how it works. That's why we stick together.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want to say the message of self-hate, but what you just said really helped. So.
Good. I'm so glad. As I'm fond of saying, I live to be helpful. So thank you for that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. Bye-bye. Go happy.
You too.
Thanks, Andrea. That is such an important point to make, sharing our recordings, because we are practicing expanded awareness, and in the moment, we're noticing that the conditioned thought arose. It's part of the moment. That's what we're being present to. We just don't need to move into that should not be happening.
That's right, because it is happening.
Because it is happening.
As we are so fond of talking about, it's happening. Now, I don't know this, obviously, but I'm going to suggest this because I think this is what's going on. It happens so that Andrea gets a chance to see that really clearly, right? Mm-hmm. So she sees what's going on. She turns back to practice and goes, is that? And then we have a chance to talk about what's actually happening there, and ego gets revealed in a way that is extremely detrimental to ego and really supportive for Andrea. So is that a mistake that happened? I would say that's just the next exercise in the workshop.
Not to mention so helpful for everyone else, for all of us.
All of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Justin.
Hello, Justin. What are you seeing?
So my focus this month has been how receiving gets turned into being burdened. And
you and Kate are sharing a karma there, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm seeing with that is, you know, when I'm in this being burdened place, it speaks to that, like, separation. So all of a sudden, something turns in from what is present, which is the receiving, to how it relates to this story of, like, myself or Justin and how it's going to fit that reality, which, of course, is just an identification with the ego, but it gets disguised as myself, if you're following that.
Yes. Oh, I'm absolutely following it because that's exactly the way it goes. Yes. Because if this were happening to a guy a decent 6 or 12 feet away from you, you wouldn't care.
Uh-huh.
Right? The only thing that matters about any of this stuff is it's happening to me. This says something about me, right? And so that's how the ego grabs it. Now you're separate. Now there's something wrong with it. And now we got to think about what that is. We got to really noodle this because we got to figure it out. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like, I was looking at a backpack this morning, and, well, I don't know. I was looking at this last night, too, but it's like, I don't know if this is kind of a pseudo-Zen place, but it's almost like every object in my reality seems like like, I was looking at my backpack this morning, and instead of seeing the backpack for what it was like, well, am I going to take that to the lake, and should I actually go to the lake, and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And obviously, everything becomes a thought, but I don't know. It seems, my dear.
Do not let it steer you off the path with this.
Okay.
That is something that's going to be like Carolyn's how are you treating life, okay? Because I predict it's going to take you a while to get to the enormity, the enormousness of what you have seen. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That an object is never an object. An object is only there to reflect the ego.
Okay. An object is never an object. Go ahead.
That's right. It's all created by the ego to support the ego. And, right. And now that you've seen it, you'll see it everywhere. Everything that that conditioned mind lights on only has significance in what it says about you, me, the ego.
Right. Yeah. And then that story might be there. It's just seeing it and not trying to run away from it, because now I can see how
that's
ego
right.
is there. Would you stop looking at that backpack and thinking about, you know, how you're going to take it to the lake and everything? It's just...
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go there. And
right.
so one of the little exercises that has come up recently a lot in practice is talk to the backpack.
Uh-huh.
Hey, backpack, what's going
right.
on? Yeah? To interview it.
Find out
about it.
How are you feeling? Uh-huh.
Something. That's right. Let it become something in itself rather
right.
than just a reflection of you. Now, will it still be a reflection of you? Absolutely. But it's a very different perspective.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Wow. Super
yes.
interesting. And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Great.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll let you guys know, all right?
All right. Do please. All right.
Okay.
And
thanks.
Have fun whether you go to the lake or not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
have
Justin. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Justin. Oh, that was such a fun conversation, Sherry. I was just writing about it myself, about objects.
I know you
and
were.
Yes. All right, so that brings us to the end of the show.
And so, just wait, just a little advertisement. I think it's in the Musings article, right?
That's right, it is.
That's in fact, our conversation about that is what triggered me to say that to Justin, so people will want to keep an eye out for that Musings article when it happens. All right, go ahead.
Well, our assignment for today, do your daily practice, come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Our receiving focus, so we start a new focus tomorrow.
We got something new happening soon.
That's right. All right, Sherry, thank you so much.
Thanks,
take
everybody.
Care.
Thank
Go
you.
Happy.
You too. Bye-bye.